The fifth annual Webby Awards in San Francisco last night honored scores of internet sites. It's the dot-com version of the Oscars. This year has been anything but a celebration. Hundreds of internet companies have gone out of business, killing the jobs of tens of thousands of workers, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
As award nominees arrived last night, they were greeted in typical Webby Award fashion by a small army of hosts wildly decked out with feather boas or fishnet bodysuits or bright blue wigs. In recent years, hundreds of 20 and 30-somethings have shown up to toast the internet's seemingly limitless success and potential. So this year, the event to some did feel a bit oddly out of place in the midst of the ongoing dot-com meltdown. Michelle Main came as a guest and works for a local foundation.
It's like that eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow we shall die. It's the sort of medieval approach to having fun in the face of death and pestilence and that kind of thing. I think that's what's going on here tonight.
A growing number of companies nominated for Webby Awards are in serious financial trouble, and some have already gone out of business. Nelson Miner is a co-founder of the internet startup Popular Power, which was nominated for a Technological Achievement Award. Miner's software allows otherwise idle computer processors to be linked together over the internet and put to use. But Miner couldn't raise enough investment, and the company went under. So Miner says he was surprised a week ago when he heard he was nominated for a Webby Award.
I was really very touched by it. I thought it was a really nice thing to be nominated. And if you look on the awards page, it recognizes that our company had shut down, and they talk about that and how they like the technology so much anyway. And as a technologist, I'm very flattered by that.
Tiffany Schlein, who founded the Webby Awards back in 1996, says the focus is on the caliber of the websites, not their economic success.
How many books win Pulitzers, how many films win awards at either Sundance or Oscars that don't make it in commercially, and I think no award shows focus on the business model. It was just that the internet was so focused on business the last couple years.
Schlein says she thinks the demise of so many dot-coms will allow more people to become aware of the wide range of lesser promoted sites on the internet.
In fact, I think it's going to redistribute the attention on all of the categories that exist. We award in activism, education, community, commerce, travel, film, sports, music.
And there were many artists and activists in the crowd last night who said the internet is continuing to grow as a vibrant and useful tool in their fields. Still, the reality is that upwards of 500 dot-com companies have failed in the past year and a half, and there was a pretty wide variety of those, too.
You could describe Suck as an extremely insolent journal of pop culture and politics.
Joey Enough was the editor-in-chief of the internet magazine Suck.com, which in the past was nominated for a Webby before it went out of business. Enough is now working as the volunteer editor at Plastic.com, which got a Webby nomination this year, but which also has run out of money and has no paid staff. And when it comes to the Webby Awards, Enough is still insolent and irreverent.
I think that the Webbies have never had a lot of credibility amongst the people who actually produce interesting websites. I mean, if you take a look at the Webbies and you look at the judges, very few of the judges of the Webbies, very few of the people who are actually giving these awards have anything to do with the dot-com world. I mean, you're looking at TV celebrities and movie stars and other people who I think I'm going to charitably guess don't spend a lot of time online judging sites that they've probably never heard of.
Ironically, it turns out those judges chose Enough's website, Plastic.com, as one of the many award winners this year. Chris Arnold, NPR News, San Francisco.